Hey, welcome. You feel trapped, stuck? You get out of the rut? Same old grind, it's a bore. Don't wanna go no more. Wanna do something new. I know you wanna get out too. Well, here we go. Come along with me. When you start out, it's not easy. But if you got a dream that you wanna see, you gotta find a way to finally feel free. I'm not the type to give up. I'll never be the last. I'm gonna start from scratch. Starting from scratch. Hey, welcome. Welcome back to I'm Starting From Scratch podcast. Today I have a very special guest to introduce to you, a man named Michael Glover that I met through Facebook. He runs his own podcast. He writes really cool emails and does inspirational webinars. And he's the entrepreneurial badass. And he's given me some advice and tips and hints that I really have appreciated, found a lot of value in this gentleman's words. And so I connected with him on Facebook group. If you're interested, it's called the Enlightened Entrepreneurial Badasses. I'll provide a link on imstartingfromscratch.com. And I think you're going to enjoy this conversation. I felt like I left it feeling like charged with energy and excited with ideas and thoughts in my head, and that's the kind of content that Michael Glover puts out. So I introduce to you my man, Michael Glover. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, how's
it doing?
Great.
Good.
Great. Good to meet up.
Yeah, good to connect. Yeah.
What time is it there now?
Here in the UK, it is 2:05.
Oh, okay. for me, it's the early morning.
But are you on West Coast, are you?
Yeah, California.
Oh, man, so it's like 6 a.m. there, right?
Yeah. So if I'm a little groggy. No, I usually get up about this time, actually.
So whereabouts in California?
Little town called Santa Rosa, which is actually only about an hour north of San Francisco.
Okay, cool. So that's like North California, right?
Yeah. Kind of been here most of my life. I mean, I've traveled around a bit in the States, but I love it here in Northern California. It's a nice spot. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Does that get the kind of typical California weather, or is it a little bit colder up there? Or
it's pretty typical. I mean, it doesn't get that cold. I mean, we all whine about it when it when it gets freezing out, but I lived in Pennsylvania for a while, and it really got a lot colder there. You know, like, we don't get snow where I'm at.
Yeah. I just come back from being in DC, and it started to get very cold over there.
Yeah.
when I was there. It was crazy because we were watching the watching the football with my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was the week before last, and San Diego were playing at home, so, and it was kind of showing the San Diego game, and it's obviously San Diego weather, it's absolutely boiling like all year round pretty much. And then it switched to the Green Bay game, and it was just like snow on the pitch, and it was field. It was just crazy. So, crazy difference.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. So I've been really enjoying your stuff you've been putting out from the
Facebook page and your podcasts and emails. A lot of encouraging good stuff.
Thanks. Thank you.
So yeah, I was glad to see you reply when I sent you a message. And
oh, that's cool. That's cool. When did you first? Where did you first kind of, I suppose, see about me or come into contact with me? Was it the podcast or?
No, actually, it was a Facebook page. I did a search for entrepreneur, and
oh, really?
Came up. Yeah.
Oh wow! Cool. Yeah. And they came up with a group.
Yeah, yeah. And then because I've been real interested in doing entrepreneurial stuff myself, and then so I've been trying to kind of like spread my network on Facebook basically, which is kind of a new thing for me.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it's cool coming across you because it's like that was one of the questions I was kind of going to ask you is, I'm real curious about moving forward with my own business ideas and stuff, but I like to I'm a real deep thoughtful person, and I want it to, whatever I do, to have purpose and meaning in life, and I noticed that's a lot of what you talk about, being in the right mindset and believing in what you're doing, that type of thing.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's that has definitely not been the case for me throughout my whole life, or at least kind of in what I've done externally in the past. It's always been there internally, but kind of externally I've kind of chased money and tried to kind of make as much money as I could, and gone down that route of just kind of making decisions, I suppose, solely on how much money something's going to make, return on investment, that kind of thing, like financial return on investment. I kind of just got to a point where I was like, you know what? I don't actually believe a lot of the stuff that I'm doing is right and true and is not really me. So why not just go down a different path and start actually getting connected with myself and trying to actually do this in my eyes properly. So
that's really neat.
That's how I started to do all the stuff that I'm doing now, which was about, what was it, about a year, 18 months ago is when I kind of made that change.
So you were doing the fitness training, right? And that was a business you started kind of on your own, right?
Yeah. I knew that I liked working out and I liked going to the gym, while I was, in university and stuff like that. And then I came out of university, started working a job that was nothing to do with the degree that I got, just working in a coffee shop. Because I kind of came out, it was like 2010. So in the north of England, there's just like not very much job opportunity in 2010 in the north of England. So I kind of came out of university, ended up just working in a coffee shop and then just kind of got to a point where I was like, I need to do something more than this. I like fitness. I like working out. Why not train as a personal trainer? And then ended up, about a year after that, I made that decision. I ended up working in someone else's gym and going from there, and then building that to a point where I had my own studio, without ever really fully enjoying it. Really, I suppose it wasn't something I was massively passionate about or that I enjoyed doing, training people in the gym. I liked it better than being stuck in an office.
Yeah, but, sure.
But it was just kind of a thing that was just like, oh, this is okay. It's not really who I really am, I suppose.
You must have took some pride though in the fact that you got it going on your own though, right? I mean that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I obviously had help and mentors and advice from people within the industry and people that I was with while I was working, because I went into like a big gym to start with. So I self-employed, but I went into a gym where there was already client members there to potentially get clients from. Kind of learnt the ropes, I suppose, there, and then went off in my own and eventually got to a point where I was like, okay, I'm going to start my own studio. And it was kind of like a thing of, it wasn't a, okay, this is the next phase. It was, or maybe that will be the thing that will make me happy within this industry. Maybe mm-hmm. having my own studio will make me happy within this industry. Maybe I should try that. I didn't really realize that until with hindsight afterwards. Just a second.
No, that's okay. Yeah.
Sorry, someone talking to me through the door.
No, that's fine. You got to check that out, or is it all good?
No, it's good. It's good. It's
okay,
good.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So you were already feeling a little frustrated, or not like you needed something more. And then at that first transition, when you went from working for them at the gym to doing your own thing, was that a pretty hard change? Did you have to go through, like, you know, I've been recently unemployed for a while here. I've been trying to do my own thing, and it's, yeah. I've been going through a lot of anxiety and fear, you know, like, where's my next paycheck going to come from? That type of thing. Did you go through a period yep. of time like that, or how was that transition?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Cause I kind of left that. I got to a point in that gym where I was doing pretty well at one point in that gym, financially, and things were kind of, I remember I was there for about the 6 month mark of the point that I was there. I started to really get stuff going, and clients started to come on board, and I was kind of, I was obviously working a lot, because I was having to then serve those clients, but I was doing pretty well right. at that time. And then I kind of realized I don't want to be doing this, working in someone else's gym, working all these crazy hours, and I just kind of, I suppose, just cut the cord. So when I left, I literally took my income from okay, doing pretty well. It was okay, mm-hmm. And fairly reliable. And I just kind of cut the cord and went, nope, I don't want to do this anymore. And thought that I would just kind of jump into the next thing. Maybe there'd be a month or a couple of months with where it's a bit shaky, but I'd jump into the next thing. And ended up just it just hitting this period, because I tried to go online then. That was before I went into doing the studio. I tried to go online and didn't have a clue what I was doing, didn't have any kind of discipline or dedication or real knowledge or belief in my ability to do that.
Yeah.
So I tried to go online then, invested with someone quite heavily to help me do that, but I wasn't in the frame of mind, which is a kind of understatement right there. It's like, well, bigger than that. I wasn't in the frame of mind to really take that forwards, and ended up going back to trying to get one-on-one clients again, and building up a local client base again of personal training clients, and then after a few months of that, then decided, okay, I've started to build up some clients again without having someone else's gym there, which I was going into other people's homes and doing it in other people's homes, and thought, okay, maybe it's time to start my own place then. So that was a gradual period of maybe 6 to 8 months after leaving the original gym that I was at.
And so you must have had to just advertise around town or online or something to find your first clients?
Yeah, I kind of just put my stuff everywhere really at the time. It was kind of, I didn't really have any kind of plan or kind of, I suppose, daily routines that I needed to do. And like if I was to do it again now, I would write blogs on my website. I would maybe do a few Facebook ads to those blogs in the local area. I would basically build an email list and communicate with that email list and give value that way and make it very easy for myself. Whereas at the time, that wasn't the way that I was seeing it. Was that's not happening quick enough. I'd love to have an email list, but the kind of art of growing it, it's not going to happen quickly enough. It's not going to put dollars in my or pounds in my pocket quick enough. And I was thinking, I need it now. I need it now, and it's happened now. And so I was just kind of, I suppose, running around like a headless chicken, trying to throw in mud at the wall, hoping some would stick. And just kind of, I'd go to like networking events. I'd go to do all this stuff. I'd write the odd blog. I would do Facebook ads. I would sign up for people. There's like people within the fitness industry who kind of send you leads. There's like different services like that, and kind of sign up for that and doing all and basically trying to do everything, but then ending up doing all this stuff, but kind of, I suppose, like 10% of the focus and determination and getting 10% of the effect out of it as well. So if I could do it again, I would look back and go, okay, I need to pick one or two or three of those things and really go to town on them and really focus on those and really try and that, like, that is the thing that I'm going to focus on, and I'm going to do that daily, weekly, and I'm going to have that regular thing going, and that is what I'm going to focus on and just ignore everything else, as opposed to going, okay, I need to do all this stuff, right, and right, hopefully something will work. but eventually it kind of did work. It just didn't work as quickly as I would like it to. And it also, you know, as my kind of story shows, it didn't work and didn't make me happy anyway. I kind of ended up getting clients and building a local bricks and mortar business, but it didn't make me happy. It just took me to a point where I was basically doing the same, if not more, work than what I was doing when I was working in someone else's gym, doing it in my own gym, except I had to do all the admin and marketing and stuff as well. So it was one of these things where in the moment, in each individual moment, you kind of think, I'm doing it right. This is going to work now. But then if I'd have zoomed out and kind of looked at it objectively at the time, I would have been able to see, like, what am I doing? Like, why am I starting my own gym? I didn't like working in someone else's gym. So why is it going to be any different working in my own gym? But that's, I suppose, some of the stuff that you just, like, hindsight is very...
Yeah, everything's awesome. Clear in the rearview mirror, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting to me, too, though, because your story is... You know, well, I've been trying to learn how to make money online, basically, and coming from a place of knowing absolutely nothing, pretty much. So I've been, like, you know, checking out all these different gurus that will tell you, oh, here's how you do it, you know. And they all have stories of starting a business and failing and starting another one and failing or realizing things weren't right, you know. I think that part of your journey is really important, because if you hadn't have gone through that, then it wouldn't have brought you to this next stage where you're at now, where you're doing something where you feel a lot better about it. And then also, then how do we tell, you know, other people out there, you know, I guess part of what my push is, I know a lot of people are just feeling really stuck in like a 9-to-5 job like I was. And I want to help, you know, someone out there who felt like I did, I want to help them get from where they're at to a place where they're, like you're saying, more happy with what they're doing without going through some of the struggles that I'm going through. Maybe they can avoid some of that by hearing your story, or hearing, you know, someone like your story, where you start with the right mindset and start with what it is that's really important to you, and how does someone get there? So that's kind of why I'm asking those questions. And I think it's important that you went through that trial, figured that out, and that helped propel you to what you're doing now. So I'm curious, can you tell me a little bit more about what it is you're doing now? I've been seeing your emails and listening to the podcasts. Can you talk a little bit about your current endeavor?
Yeah, I mean, that's you kind of touched quite a lot on it there, actually. And it's effectively helping people to figure out their own stuff inside of them. I when I was going through, and you know, this stuff, it never goes away, this kind of internal stuff that holds us back, but it's how we deal with it at the time that is that can stop us from being held back quite as much. I kind of look back and think, what was it that really was stopping me from really getting to where I wanted to go, and feeling how I wanted to feel and achieving what I wanted to achieve, and like just achieve, like having the life that I wanted to have? Like, what was stopping me when I look back? And I think I spent so much money on like coaches and mentors. And I'm not saying that that it's bad to have a coach or a mentor, but I spent it on things that were kind of like external things, like the how to's, the how to grow a business, the how to reach six figures, and effectively having someone say, do this, this will get you the business that you want, or this will get you, you know, if it's in a health thing, then this will get you the body or the health that you want. And it's all these external things, these step-by-step things to how do you get from A to B. And the thing with that is that a lot of the stuff that was holding me back was internal, was my own beliefs, my own mindset, my own anxiety, my own like brain holding me back, my kind of conscious brain saying I want to go over there, and my subconscious brain going, nope, we're going to stay over here. And that's effectively what I do now. I help people to free themselves from themselves, because that's from my personal point of view, and from speaking to a lot of other people since, that is what holds most of us back. It's not the kind of knowledge or the how-tos of how to do something. Maybe that's a little bit at the start of your journey, or if you want to go in a different direction, but you know, let's be honest, if you can get a lot of that information from like pretty much any blog out there, you can just type it into Google and you can get the information. So why isn't everyone like a billionaire with six-pack abs? You know, it's that's how we should be if it was just information.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's internal. And that's what I am doing now, and I'm putting that together and in a way that is helping other people, but also helping myself as well, because I'm not a big fan of having the whole like large number of one-on-one clients sort of things, which is what I was struggling with when I was personal training, is because I didn't like the idea of my calendar being filled up by other people, and kind of like having cancellations and having to rearrange things and having my kind of days blocked out by having to effectively coach and train other people. So I'm doing that on a I'm putting this into a group coaching program, an online course, which is what I'm the way that I'm deciding to do this, so that it really helps people to kind of free themselves from themselves and get rid of their limiting beliefs and get on the right mindset and align everything internally with what they want externally, and putting that into an online course and with a coaching element to it, so that everyone's happy. Really, that's what I want to do. Because for a long time, I effectively was trying to help clients. Because I did like the help that I was giving clients in the past, but I would help them at the expense of myself.
Yeah,
and that's not a long term kind of solution, and it's really hard for some people to think about, like, oh, I need to start with myself and focus on myself and what I want and the way that I want to do things, and helping myself first so that I can help other people. But that's how it really works in the long term. If you're sacrificing yourself for anyone or anything, eventually you will grow to resent that thing at some level, even if it's just 1%. And it's just it's not a long term solution.
Yeah, I was listening to your you had put out an email recently that was that gave me a link to one of your podcasts, which was episode 45, which was eight tips on getting in the right mindset. I can't remember exactly the title right now. It's not coming to me. But one of the things you suggested was, you know, spending some time in the morning, giving yourself some time and caring for yourself, self-care. And yeah. I think that's something that, you know, really hits home with me. That's one thing I have been able to capitalize on is that same thing. I think a morning routine is a good time to do it for me personally. You know,
yeah.
Some exercise and workout, you know, like even when I've been really depressed, it's like I look back and I'm like, well, you know what? I still am in good shape. I've been keeping up with my workout every day, and that's something awesome, even if everything else isn't quite where I want it.
Yeah.
So it gives you a little boost there. But the other thing, what were you going to say?
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, because the thing that really changed that for me was, like, think about what you're saying, what you're kind of putting out there to the world or the universe, whatever you want to call it, when you kind of say, when you take the action of, okay, I'm going to serve these other people first. Because as a personal trainer, what I used to do was obviously people like to train before work. And so I would, you know, take on clients at like 5, 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, and then it was time for me. So what I'm effectively saying, what I'm putting out there, is that those people, other people, are more important than me. And that's not a kind of a very long-term thing to really do. When you're saying like everyone else is more important than me, because then you start to shrink, and it doesn't fit long term. So starting out with you and putting yourself first is just the best way to really go forward and actually go and serve other people.
It's like the foundation.
Yeah, exactly. And I think a lot of people forget that or just know it but don't actually do it or show it.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's like a kind of a subconscious thing. You don't realize you're doing, you don't realize you're not consciously saying, oh, I'm going to forget myself. And, you know, it's just something that gets, you get used to doing by habit.
Yeah. Yeah. And you don't really think about, oh, that's, you know, cause when you say it like that, like, oh, you're putting everyone else before yourself there. When you say it, kind of, it's like, oh, it doesn't make sense to do that. I can't just always put everyone else before me. If I put me first, then it puts me in a better place to then go forward and help those people and shine a greater light on other people and help other people in a greater way.
Which is like what they would teach you in lifeguarding or firefighters, I'm sure, too, right? Like you have to keep yourself alive if you're going to be able to save someone else from a burning building or a drowning in a pool, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you put your own life mask on first when you're on a plane. That's what they say. You know, you can't help anyone else breathe if you can't breathe yourself. You can't feed the world if you're starving yourself, or you won't be able to do it for very long anyway.
Yeah, so that's great advice. And the other thing that really stuck out for me in that podcast you talked about was the importance of being grateful and gratitude and finding times in your day to just be thankful for all the things you have, you know?
Yeah. And again, for me, like this was something that was like really hard to do at first, you know, and it's something that's talked about a lot in the kind of self-development world, obviously, but it was hard for me to think, because I was like, how can I be great? Like, yeah, I should be grateful for this, but I need more money to kind of pay the bills, and I need this and I need that. And it's something that kind of really helped me with that was the thought process of like zooming out and just get like actually zooming out and just looking at your kind of life from a 100-foot view. Mm-hmm. And just saying, you know what, those problems that I have, when you compare them, like on the news, like today, like I saw something, I think it came across my Facebook feed or something, about the whole stuff that's going on in Aleppo right now. And it's like those, what those people are going through. And then you compare that to like, oh, I didn't quite make the income that I wanted to make this month. And it's, yeah, you know, it's a viable problem to have. And it's, you know, you were more than, you know, you're more than right to have to kind of feel aggrieved about that problem if you're not making enough money to pay the bills. But it doesn't mean that you can't be grateful for something that you do have in your life, like the fact that your own government isn't bombing the place where you live. You
yeah,
know, that's
yeah.
something huge to be grateful for, you know. So it's being great, it just kind of switches your perception of everything, and you start to actually look out for the things that are positive, and you start to look for the positive in things. And it takes time to kind of switch that over, and but it's having that kind of that daily practice of, okay, I need to show positivity, I need to show some sort of appreciation for stuff that I do have in my life, and some sort of gratitude, and kind of getting over that fact of maybe I'm not making enough money, or maybe I am a bit overweight, or maybe this or that. But in the grand scheme of things, it's going to be okay for most of us in the Western world. So it's it's about just kind of building that daily practice of gratitude.
I get the feeling from when I hear you talk or see one of your Facebook things that you are feeling pretty happy these days, and it sounds like you're really into what you're doing.
Without doubt, yeah.
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 But I'm sure there's still rough days and times when you're worried or upset still, right? I mean,
hell yeah.
You know, it's not all rainbows and unicorns, right? I mean, there's...
Oh, of course, yeah. I mean, I still have... I like to talk about it quite openly as well, because a lot of, a lot of Facebook posts and things like that tend to be all about the positivity, while underneath and everything going on behind is a lot of crap, you know? So I like to kind of actually openly talk about it as well. And I put it in my emails the last couple of days since I allowed jet lag to get the better of me last week when I came back from the US. I had an overnight red eye flight, mm-hmm. On Monday night. Got back on Tuesday, spent Tuesday basically trying to stay awake so that I could get back in the right time to go to sleep, so I wasn't sleeping during the day. And then basically just spent the whole of last week just trying to get my head back on straight again. And jet lag hit. I allowed myself to kind of get out of the morning routine sort of thing, and allowed that to control me as opposed to standing up and taking control. And since getting back onto my morning routine again yesterday on Monday, I have felt infinitely a lot better and been a lot more productive. I've been a lot more positive. I've got more stuff done. And it's just been a whole better experience. But stuff does happen, you know, and shit does happen. It makes you feel bad sometimes, and things don't go the way that you want. And it's about how you react and what you actually do and what you do with that stuff, because it's all feedback. That's how I have kind of learned to see it, is that everything that we're seeing in our current reality is just feedback for how we have thought and acted and done in the past.
Up to this point.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, okay, what is the world telling me right now about my current situation? What's the feedback that I'm getting? What can I learn from that feedback? Oh, okay, so I can learn that, and this is how I can go forward from here, as opposed to getting stuck in it.
So that's kind of like, you know, I was about to ask a question, but I think you kind of answered it in a way. So when you notice that life is kind of giving you this dull moment or this frustration or this, you know, whatever you're going through, it's not a good feeling. It's time to be really aware and look at it and see what the message is and try to understand that message.
So awareness is key. Yeah.
Maybe that awareness and consciousness is the tool to deal, you know, because what I was going to ask you is, how do you get yourself motivated when you're feeling down or when you, you know, haven't been doing what you want to do?
Yeah. Again, it goes back to the gratitude. That's one of the things, is just resetting and going, okay, what can I be grateful for right now? If I'm feeling down, what I tend to do is it's feedback that I need to first of all spend some more time on myself. So whether that's just getting outside, going for a walk, getting in nature, getting away from the laptop, getting away from work, getting away from stressful stuff, and just kind of going outside, going for a walk, or doing some form of meditation or relaxation or Tai Chi or anything like that, and kind of inwardly building energy, I suppose. And that will be the first thing, and kind of just resetting, just kind of doing something to kind of break that pattern and reset, and enable yourself to then start looking at, okay, this is the things that I appreciate. These are the things that I'm grateful for right now. And then going, okay, how can I use this feedback that I'm having right now? What am I seeing from this feedback, and what can I do to use this feedback in a way that's positive and moves me towards where I would like to go, where I desire to go. And once I've gone from there, then it invariably goes towards, okay, I've done this, I've worked on myself, I've built myself back up again, and stuff like helping other people then always helps.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, okay, who can I help right now? And that tends to start to work, at least to just start to kind of rejig that motivation and the whole feeling good again sort of thing.
Yeah. I've noticed sometimes in life I kind of get in the flow. I've heard people describe it as the flow state where, you know, it seems like everything's working, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, everything you do just seems like it's awesome. You know, you got this right frame of mind, but then it sort of fades off and go through these sections where it's like a week or two of just, man, doesn't seem like anything I'm doing is working, you know, and it's frustrating, like hitting my head against the wall. But I've also noticed that those low times a lot of times provide the motivation to try harder, you know, and realize that, like, okay, what I was doing isn't quite working. So it's the kick in the butt. This is like, we got to try something else. And sometimes that's when I push myself the hardest, is when, you know, I'm kind of going through those low points, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, it's like everything's feedback. So like you're reading that feedback and you're going, okay, this is what it's telling me. Cause everything comes in seasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we were always in a flow state and we were always on it like that, we wouldn't really know what it was. We wouldn't have a name for it. It would just be that. We need the opposite to be able to tell what the opposite is. We need good to know what bad is. We need light to know what dark is. We need demotivated to know what flow is.
Yeah.
So having those dips where it's like, okay, I don't quite feel like it's on right now, is just feedback to say, okay, this is what's going on. This is how I can, this is maybe what I can do to start getting back towards where I was. What was I doing previously that I'm not doing now? What can I do that is, why that's not working anymore? What can I do that's going forward, that is going to get me back in that flow state? And it's just, we need the opposites to know what each of them are.
Contrast. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And still, though, you know, being awake and aware enough to see that that's going on, I think, is a big part of it, too. I mean, it's easy to kind of just be stumbling through life and not even realizing. Like you were saying, when you were doing the personal training thing, it seemed like what you should be doing. You know, you're like, hey, I'm running my own business. This is what I wanted to do. It seemed like it took a while for you to realize, like, hey, you know, this is not really making me happy, you know. And I'm curious, is there a point or something you read or heard that sort of woke you up to this realization, or was it just a gradual thing?
That's a good question, actually. I've never thought about that before. Was there a point, something that sticks in my mind? There was the point where I kind of realized that it needed to end, that studio business. But I didn't really know where it was going after that. I kind of got to a point where I went back to a place where I originally lived and worked, where I had quite a few friends, and I went out there for, it was some sort of get together with the people that I was, that I used to work with. Mm-hmm. So I went back to this place, had a great night basically socializing with these people, and realized, you know what, I have not really socialized with anyone for the past 18 months. I've been stuck in my business. I've been basically working and sleeping and eating, and like on a like Sunday afternoon when I get a bit of time off, I watch Netflix to try and just relax a little bit, you know. And I realized I don't have any friends anymore. They're all in different locations across the world, and I was like, this needs to change. I can't do this anymore. I'm bored of my life. I don't care if it's kind of working towards this self-employed, financially free kind of person who earns their own money sort of thing. If I didn't have anyone to really share that with, then there was no point in doing it. And I was like, this needs to change. I can't do this anymore. I need to move forwards. And then when I started to, I suppose, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear, is a really appropriate phrase there, because once I did that, I'd been in this Facebook group for a while about fitness marketing. I never really paid much attention to it. And then as soon as I started to, or I literally had made the commitment to end that studio business, I picked up on a post in that group and I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. And then I read a few more posts in that group from the person who is in that group and who runs that group. And I was like, oh, this guy's actually nothing like I thought he was. I thought he was just another guy teaching marketing to fitness people. But he's not. He was really deeply knowledgeable about marketing, but also knowledgeable about spirituality and self-development and mindset and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, how have I not really paid attention to this guy before? And I read a few more posts and decided to go on one of his courses. And then it just went from there. And I went on a retreat with him as well, with a few other people in Thailand. And that guy's name is Dax Moy. I've mentioned him quite a few times on the podcast, and he's been on the podcast as well. I think he's episode number 3. That was when I suppose I really started to think, okay, I don't need to be a fitness guy anymore. I can actually just share who I am and my message and help people in the way that I want to help them. When I first started to kind of interact with those posts in that group, and I thought, okay, it doesn't have to be the way that I thought it had to be. I can do it my own way.
That's great. That's a great story. I like that.
I never really thought about that before until you asked me.
Yeah. Right. Thank you, Greg. That's cool. You know, it's what I've been finding, and this guy I talked to recently gave me some really good advice, and he said, get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And it occurred to me how you talk about, you know, you're kind of more of an introverted guy.
Definitely.
Here you are, like, doing a podcast, putting it out, and, you know, being live on Facebook. It's like the opposite of what you think of yourself, right? Like,
I know, but I mean, yeah, it's like maybe 2 years ago, I would never have done any of that stuff. I would have just been the person, you know, I still am to some degree the person who would go to a networking event and kind of pretend to be on his phone in the corner and not, so that he didn't have to talk. Like, oh, I've got a text message, I'll have to go and get this, and I'll just kind of screw around on my phone for a little bit so I don't have to really go and introduce myself and get in with all the different groups that are there, or like mess around on the food table, like getting myself some food and stuff, so that I didn't have to
just avoid
that's traditionally who I am, but I understand now that was I was choosing into being that person. I was choosing into to being that kind of really shy person, because I wasn't confident in myself. I wasn't confident in my message and stuff that I wanted to say. I was worried about judgment from people and not getting the judgment that I wanted. And now I'm just kind of, when you think about it, it's like, well, who cares? If you say the wrong thing and someone doesn't like it, then fair enough. If you are wrong about something, if you say something and it's wrong, like scientifically wrong or something, or if someone disagrees, it doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. When I'm 100 years old on my deathbed and looking back, it's like, am I really going to be bothered that some person when I was 26 said that I was wrong, or said that I was like not talking the truth, or said that I was a bad person, even, you know? It doesn't, it's just,
go get over it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Neck with them if they can't take a joke, right?
Yeah.
So I imagine it's still a struggle, an ongoing struggle, right? To keep being outgoing and push yourself to do these things, right?
Yes and no at the same time. Yeah, it's still a struggle in a way to kind of I suppose it would be a struggle if I was trying to be someone else like I used to be. Whereas now I'm just sharing stuff that kind of comes naturally to me. I'm sharing who I really am. I'm not putting pressure on myself to share a certain number of times or to kind of keep showing up on Facebook at a certain in a certain way or a certain amount of times per day, or I'm not kind of like I'm not forcing it. It's just I'm clear on who I am and what my message is, so I can just share that. And I'm clear on the whole judgment thing, and I'm not anywhere near as worried about judgment at all anymore. Like if I put something out on Facebook, for example, and someone puts a negative comment, it still does kind of like there's a little kind of flare up inside me of, oh no, I don't want people to think negatively about that. A few articles that I've written, someone put something negative on an article that I wrote for another website recently, and when I first read it, I was like, oh, I don't like this sort of thing. I think everyone would feel that, but then I kind of get to a point where it's like, oh, I don't really, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. I'm sharing what I believe to be true based on everything that I know up to this point, everything that I've experienced up to this point, everything that I think and believe about the world. I'm sharing this genuinely and authentically. I think this is true. Yeah. If you disagree, that's cool. But this, if you're being genuine and you're really just sharing it, going, this is what I believe.
Right.
Then it's like, everyone else is entitled to their judgment on it, to them for them to say, no, I don't believe that's right, or I don't believe that's I believe that's wrong, and all that stuff. So I've kind of just got clear on that and kind of let go of that, and I'm just like, you know what, this is me. I'm sharing this, and maybe I'll share this, and then in a few years I'll look back and think, what the hell was I talking about? Like, but yeah. at this moment in time, I'm like, this is what I genuinely believe to be true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's real. And you know, so often it's like you look back and the things like you're pointing out, the mindset's so important. You know, a lot of times what holds you back from doing something is just the fear and the anticipation of it. But once you've done it, it's like, you know, I did that before. That wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's like, you showing up your first time, like if you do your first video on Facebook, for example, a lot of people are really nervous about doing videos on Facebook. And a lot of people are even more nervous about doing live videos on Facebook.
Yeah.
And, you know, once you do it, it's kind of like the confidence comes after the action. And I've written a blog about this as well. It's like you're never confident when you first start. I don't know why in certain things people just expect to be confident in things. Like when you first drive a car, nobody's confident. Like when I first drove a car, I was absolutely crapping myself. Like I was like, oh my God, how am I going to control this car? Like I've got to do in the UK we have a manual car shit, a stick car all the time. Uh-huh. So it's like, how am I going to control the gears as well? And like all the pedals and, like how am I going to, what if I run someone over? And it's like, you're very rarely confident in something when you first do it. You're never confident, like going back to just like walking. You're not confident in walking before you can learn to walk. You learn to walk and then you gradually become more and more confident in it. And it's the same with driving. And, you know, I go in a car now and I don't even think about, you know, kind of the whole nervousness about it. It's just I get in the car and I drive and it's, but I could go if you put me in a driver's seat in an airplane, I wouldn't be confident. I'd be thinking, you know, I don't know how to drive this airplane. It's just, it's driving still, but it's like I don't know how. But then if I learned to drive that airplane at some point, I would get to a point where I'm like, okay, I know how to do this. I can do it, and this is how I do it, and I've done it. And then you do it over and over again. And it's like, okay, now I'm confident in it.
Yeah. Wow, we've had some touched on some great stuff in this conversation. I feel like I feel like I've learned some things and rethought some things even just in a short time.
cool.
I got in about 10 minutes here, I got to go get some breakfast going for the kids. So
that's cool. That's cool.
We could just end by chatting a little bit. Yeah, I went ahead and recorded what we've been discussing. I hope you're okay with that.
Yeah, I thought like we'll just talk as if we're recording. So yeah.
Cool. Yeah, because it seems like gold, treasure stuff. You know, from my point of view. And cool. I have this whole idea of starting up this new podcast. You know, probably at the beginning of the year, and so I wanted to have a few recorded and in the bank, so that way once I get going on it, I don't feel so much pressure. Like I did a podcast the last 10 months or whatever, and it was hard. It had a big impact on my life, but so I kind of had to reset and like think about do I want to keep doing this, or you know. And so what I'm trying to do now is kind of make it more about what I'm trying to do in my life, so that way it's more in line with my goals.
Yeah, because a lot of people who listen to the podcast probably don't know this, but I used to have another podcast as well. Like when I first left that studio business, I started a podcast that was called The Healthy Entrepreneur. And it was more about kind of like health and fitness for entrepreneurs. And I didn't know what the hell I was doing. And I kind of, I allowed the direction of that to kind of just go all over the place. Like one week I was talking about fitness and like exercise routines, and the next week I was talking about how to start a podcast with someone, and it's like it's kind of like, well, what the hell is this about, sort of thing. And then I ended up changing the name of it and trying to figure it out, and then kind of decided that this has kind of gone like way in the wrong direction that I wanted to take it in, so kind of left that, reset, and then started this podcast, which is basically just kind of like me having conversations with interesting people, which is what I like doing, and sharing every now and again the stuff that I wanted to share. And it's there's no kind of pressure on anything really. It's just kind of having as good a conversations as I can with people and trying to garner as much information from them as possible, and then just sharing it. And that's kind of how I've approached it.
But it also gives you exposure too, like, right, you meet people or clients that way.
Yeah. I mean, it's all, because I think I said this to someone the other day, but it's just awesome to think like I've had conversations with people who, for one-on-one sessions, charge thousands and thousands. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had free conversations with them for an hour. I asked them whatever I wanted, and just because I've had a podcast and we'll share the conversation, and it's like that's a pretty powerful thing to have, you know. Some people just
think, well, and it's because you're giving something away, right? You're giving away your time, and you're also giving that person a platform, an opportunity to speak to your audience.
And some of the people who have also just like, who have got in touch to say, I want to be on the podcast. And it's like, wow, that's great. You've got like a following of like, you've got like 2 million likes on your Facebook page. That's cool. And you want to be on my,
really neat. That's a compliment, huh?
Yeah. It's like, yeah, interesting. People are actually, interested in speaking to me. So that's something to look forward to once you get the podcast going.
Well, I really thank you for taking this time. Yeah, I mean, your time's valuable too, and you've shared it with me. I really appreciate that. That's pretty awesome.
No, that's cool.
Wise guy out of the blue, like.
No, that's cool. I love having conversations. No problem.
Maybe real quick before we finish, can you maybe while I'm recording, do a little advertisement for your, you know, this is my podcast, or this is where you can find me type of thing, and then I can kind of cut that and put it in the right spot.
Yeah, no problem. So you can kind of find out more about me and who I am and what I do at my my website. I am michaelglover.com. You can head there, and you can get a free PDF on there about mindset and mastering your subconscious mind and getting rid of the whole self-sabotage thing that many people are held back with. So get in there, and also a Facebook group as well, which you can go to iammichaelglover.com/tribe, and that will take you straight to the Facebook group. And those are the main things as well, and obviously the podcast, which you can get on the website, and it'll take you off to all the different places that that's on, like iTunes and stuff like that. But Enlightened Entrepreneurial Badasses, that's called. Yeah, but the main hub where everything you can find everything is the website, iammichaelglover.com.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Michael. Appreciate it.
Cool. No problem. It was great to talk to you.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be in touch, and I'll be watching your posts and Facebook stuff, and look forward to seeing what comes next.
Awesome stuff. Thanks, Chris.
All right, have a great day. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chris. All right. Stay connected. Bye.
Okay, have a good one. So I wanted to, in closing, thank Michael again for meeting with me. He was the first interview I did when I was getting this idea to do I'm Starting From Scratch. And we kind of just met from Facebook, and he, without even knowing me, just one or two emails, was willing to come and talk about all that with me. So I think that took a lot of bravery, too, especially because he said he's been kind of not always the most outgoing person for all of his life. He sends emails, and I love his emails. They're pretty inspirational. In fact, just the other day I got one, and it came at the perfect time. I was going through sort of a struggle. I was having a rough week, feeling kind of lost. And he sent this whole email where he described walking through a new area and actually getting physically lost and finding his way back. And, you know, he kind of tied it all together and made a really good point in the end that, you know, getting lost is part of life, and it's part of finding your way a new way too. Sometimes you find, I've always done that a lot. I tend to drive around before I got better at using my GPS. I used to just try to find my way to places, and it's amazing. Sometimes you discover new turns that you might have never taken, a new shortcut, or you see something really cool you might not have seen had you not taken a different route. So I think the moral of the story is, it's a good time if you're thinking about starting your new venture or you're getting going on your new business to really think about your mindset, because that's a lot of what Michael Glover talks about. And where are you at with things? And maybe you should try a different route. Maybe you should consider a completely different route. If you're feeling lost, doesn't mean it's time to give up, but sometimes it's time to stop and rethink where you're going. And well, I'll let you take what you want from the episode. I loved it. So thanks for a lot for listening. And I also want to thank again my good friend Dan Pacheco, who made the introduction and the outro here I'm about to put on. And if you need some custom music work done for your website or your own productions, then get a hold of me through the links on imstartingfromscratch.com. You go to the find my contact information and or check each of the show notes. I'll have some kind of way to contact me there, and I could get you in touch with Dan to get you some custom music made if you need. So we'll see you next episode. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Starting From Scratch. Have a good week.